that afternoon, and he had been over and coming back, and there was a car coming from the north and from the west here. It was a Lincoln, and coming pretty fast. It was right after they'd paved this road out here, and Dad went across. So he had gotten completely across, but this guy thought he was going to turn toward town and was coming so fast that he pulled over and lost control of his car and hit our car clear across the pavement on the other side.
Boy. I had wondered about that just in driving it myself, and wondered if it was as dangerous as it looked.
Well, it is. You sure have to watch it.
What was your father's occupation?
He dealt in livestock and farming.
And travel?
Well, it was, didn't cover a wide area. Of course, we shipped, he was in a mule business a lot, and most of his travel was in Arkansas and Mississippi and Tennessee and Texas.
When did he come to Oklahoma?
As a young boy, come to Cameron, Oklahoma. Polo, Cameron, there I am.
When did he come into this area?
Came to Oklahoma City in 1910, and then on down here in 1912, Falls Valley.
You stayed. And his formal education?
8th grade.
Tennessee?
No, it was in Oklahoma.
And how about your father's father?
I can't give you any.
Your grandmother?
They all died early, and my grandmother, I can't. They were old. The two grandmothers were, but.
How about your mother?
Well, she's 82.
Is?
Yes, that was her over there.
Oh my goodness! Where was she? Well, first of all, what was her name? Well, what is her name?
Florence.
Maiden name?
Florence was her first.
And Alabama is her.
That's where she was born.
Her occupation?
Well, she's been anything other than a farm
housewife. Born in Alabama. Where did your father and mother meet?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Married there and then came into Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm. It's right on the edge of where they live. Polo is right close to.
I was over there last summer doing this.
Were you?
I've got one over there I'd like to finish. Education.
Eighth grade.